It was interesting.
What did you do after you were
After that, I ended up doing odd jobs. You remember how they promised all your servicemen, oh, you give you a job.
Yeah.
There were no jobs.
Really?
I did oddball job you couldn't believe, just to make a living. I was married, I had to work. And the only thing I knew was that my father was an automobile mechanic, and I knew that, but I didn't want to do that as a trade.
Yeah.
So I did oddball jobs, and I think I spent one of almost 2 years as a night watchman at Swift & Company. Huh. It was good money, but it was you had to work, had to make money. So one day my buddy calls up, and he's an appliance technician, washer dryers. He says, "You want a job?" I says, "Doing what?" He says, "Repairing appliances." "How much the pay is?" $1.75. "It's good, I'll take it." This is back in 1954, I think it was. So that's how I got into the appliance business. And I worked myself up to a master technician into a design engineer with General Motors.
Oh, is that right?
Top man.
That's great.
There's only seven of us in the state of California. But I enjoyed this. I love working with that. Electrical part come hard with me, reading diagrams, but slowly I gathered it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when frost refrigeration come out, and I grew up with it, most of these old-timers, that new basic refrigeration, quit. Mm-hmm. They couldn't handle this new style of refrigeration. Well, I grew up with it, which is easy for me.
Yeah.
But I made a career out of that, and I did that for 60 years.
Really? 60?
That's where I met her.
When did you guys meet?
Fixed your washer and dryer.
7 years ago?
Yeah.
He came to fix my washer and dryer and never left.
That's great.
Yeah. So. But it was good. Like, we were lucky. But you know what the sad